Oh, what was that, you idiot? You thought I'd let you get away with this? Listen, the rules were clear. You become my little slave. I will stop bullying you so often. You agreed to it, and this is how you behave on your first day? All you had to do when I asked you before all those girls, "You're my good little slave, aren't you?" was to say yes. Yes, mistress. And what did you do instead? You mumbled something, then ran away. Oh, what an embarrassment. Now they probably think I'm stupid or something. I so wanted to become friends with them. Do you even know how hard it is to become friends with rich, bougie chicks? I would be riding with them in a sports car, we'd go shopping, and most importantly, meet some fine, 7-foot-tall businessmen who are sick of their boring wives. You stripped me of that opportunity. My opportunity to get rich. The plan was perfect. Find a naive one, be nice to him, act like he's the hottest thing ever, and voila. It's literally that easy once you're in there. Guys are pathetic. Feed their little ego and they're all yours. And you? You're the biggest loser I know. I want to beat the living soul out of you. Why are you not talking, huh? Do you not have anything to say for yourself? Not even a tiny bit of mini sorry? No apology? Nothing? Come over here. I'm taking your lunch money. Because I freaking can. You're not going to stop me. Why shouldn't I? Look at you. You're just going to stand there. Won't even push me. Nothing. You're completely useless. That's right. I'm the man here. You're just a boy. A plaything. A toy. I can do whatever I want with you. Can easily overpower you. Beat you up. Pull stuff out of your pocket. Not that I need the manliest man or anything, but geez, you could just bark at me back for once. What? No, I didn't say anything like that. Dude, you're a nobody. Do you really think I meant you specifically? I meant in general. Most men nowadays are weak as hell and beyond useless. Some of you are more feminine than the biggest feminists. So what feminists are masculine? That's the point. How the heck the women harder than y'all? It's embarrassing. And they talk about toxic masculinity? Okay, but where? Let me know so I can take one for me, damn it. What are you looking at? Stupid perv, I saw it. You were staring at them. Yes, you were. Yes, you were. They're perfect, I know. I bet you wish you could these yourself. What? I mean, you want to be a woman, right? No? Well, that's how it comes off then. At least some men that are like you are rich. They've got some value. Meanwhile, you over here? Just a waste of space. You're sure you're not one of them weird crypto boys or something? I mean, a nerd like you, there's no way you haven't tried Bitcoin or anything, right? Gosh. You had one job, man. One job. And you ruined it. Or, I don't know anymore. Maybe you didn't. Maybe I knew you would act like that before all those girls, and... Never mind. Let me shut up before I say something dumb. Okay. How badly do you want to sleep with me? Just a question. Answer it. Yeah, right. Okay, look, I'm not going to do anything. Just tell me the truth. You're such a loser. Did you actually think I asked legitimately? Silly boy, of course I don't care. And no, I don't want to sleep with you. Oh, God, no. Unless, maybe as a joke or something. I don't know. Who cares? You down or what? You thought, didn't you? Oh, it's not happening. All right, whatever. Come with me. Somewhere? You don't need to know. Yep, we're leaving this place. Skipping classes, yep. Like I care. Stop crying. You are like the perfect student of the year anyway. Aren't you every teacher's pet too? Come on. The nerd crown won't fall off from your head if you break the rules for once. Being a bad boy is fun too. Promise. And here we are. In my house. And in my room. My parents will be gone for the entire day, so we can do whatever my soul wants. Which also means you won't be coming back home for dinner. You might as well text your parents now. Or don't, like I wouldn't. Wow, stop crying. You're not doing anything wrong. Yet. Okay, look, the thing with me, you and the bullying is, it's not real, all right? All those mean words I say about you, not everything is true. I mean, of course, you're not the strongest guy in the world, and you are smart with the books, but I don't necessarily think it's that much of a bad thing. No, and I've been trying to find a way out of this toxic relationship we've had for a while now. Had, because I'm ending it right now. And there's about 1,000 longer ways to do it, but I got no time for that. So I'll just do it like this. Well, yeah, I did. You want more? You kiss just as bad as I thought you would. It's okay, though. I like the idea of teaching you this. And that. I mean, it's not hard to tell I like being on top of things, is it? I always dominate you. Might as well lead you too. Or do you mind? As if I would care at this point. Just nice dare you say it. So, you were looking at them before. You want to touch them too? I mean, clearly I want it. Go ahead. Your stiffness is adorable. Relax. Give it a real feel. Grab them like they're yours. Squeeze them. Come on, harder. That's right. Just take them. Touch my neck. Because it feels good. Do it. Now, pull me in as I kiss you. Stop worrying about how. Do it how you think it should be done. And stick your tongue out. I want to suck on it. I said you speak too much, didn't I? More. Let me see it. Good boy. You're so weak and vulnerable. Oh, I want to eat you up, ruin you, dominate you, claim you. That's why I bullied you. It was the safe-for-work version of this. Or should I say, safe-for-school? All of that nonsense I said about finding a rich businessman, I couldn't imagine being submissive to one. Letting him do what those other supposedly independent girlies are letting them do? No, I need full control at all times. What? Is my hand bothering you down there? I feel it growing really fast when I do that. I think you like it. Lay down. I want to strip for you. It may not have been so obvious, but I love it when my body's adored by someone. And when it's you, it's like this mysterious, wild instinct activating in me. Primal. Animalistic. You know what I'm talking about? Me neither, and that's the point. Whatever it is, don't matter. It's making me want to show off. Make you obsess over me even more with every little button unbuttoned. Every little detail revealed bit by bit. Don't take your eyes off me. I need to see you watching. Whatever thoughts may be stopping you, whatever up there in your mind might be trying to tell you to stop, I want my body to work like a shield, saying, no, stop those thoughts. Focus on me. Focus on all of this. You want me, nothing else. Nothing else matters right now, just me and you. And the pleasure that is just at our hands. You see this? These? Those? Yes, let's not forget about the legs. All of those three masterpieces combined make you block all the no's, make you invite all the yeses. That's it. Do you think you're ready for me? For all of this? Are you ready to get bullied that way? All right, nerd, let's get you out of those goofy pants. There, boxers are going down too. It's only fair if we get you completely naked too, right? You'll take that shirt off yourself. Now let's take a proper look at you for a second. Yeah, this is good. Really good. Are you ready to give it all to me? Are you ready to lose your virginity? Of course. But not yet. I really want to fuck you already, but it's no fun without a little tease first. And plus, I've always wondered. How you taste it. Is there a problem? Good boy. I like to tease you right here, right on the little pee hole. I can tell it's super sensitive. Look at how you react. Your very first blowjob. Who would have thought it would be me, right? Your annoying, hot school bully. I always knew I was gonna suck your dick. I just didn't know when. I always thought I'd just pull you in the toilets one day and go down on you. Not like this, which is just as good. Ready? You know what I'm talking about. Are you ready for me to ride this dick? De-virginize you? I'm so hungry for it. Stay down. I'm gonna sit on it. It's gonna be risky, since I don't have any condoms here, but fuck it. I really want to feel your bear cock anyway. Here, I'll guide you in. You don't do anything. There, you feel how wet I am? Oh, fuck, it's fully in. So nice and warm. And wet, isn't it? Well, now you know how it feels. Come on now. You know what to do. Don't just look at my tits. Suck on them. Grab them. Squeeze them like before. Just harder. Yeah, that's it. Be a good little boy for me. Be a good little slave for mommy. Bite him. You heard me. Bite him. Harder. Don't worry about me. I like it, okay? Just bite me fucking hard. Do it. Yeah, just like that. Here, I'll show you how it feels. No? Shh, fine, here. I'll kiss it instead. Oops. Sorry, not sorry. Can't help myself. I love to use my tongue on you. I like licking you, tasting you, leaving my saliva all over you. You just have to deal with it, don't you? Where do you want to come, huh? On my face? In my eye? You want to punish the big bad bully? You know what? Fuck it. Just come inside. Yeah, just do it. Come inside me. I don't care. Fill me up. Now, come for me. Come inside my pussy. Cream pie your bully. Come on, little nerd. Show me what you fucking got. Come on. Pretty good for a loser nerd like you. Oh, a virgin on top of that. What now, huh? You still care about those classes? Or do you want to take the lead now? I mean, if there was ever a chance to be in control of me, it's now. Your choice.